بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. اللهم أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم وأنم علينا يا عظيم. Inshallah, just before we start, we remind all the brothers and sisters to remove their cars if they're blocking anyone downstairs. So inshallah we could start our program. Most of us do know that Monday nights is more of a general lesson, more of a spiritual talk and remembrance about Allah and the hereafter and our purpose in life. Last week we spoke about a very important point about the dua. We spoke about it for 2 weeks and we mentioned why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reject the dua in some occasions, or some cases that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept the dua. And we mentioned why. It's mainly because the haram. The more haram we commit, the lesser Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our dua. Today I also mention a very important topic. It's also in a hadith of 40 Nawawiyyah, Arba'in Nawawiyyah. And I've been going through those 40 hadith, and I mentioned before that Imam al-Nawawi gained the main hadith in Islam, the essential hadith in Islam, Usul al-Islam, and he put them all in one book and called the Arba'in Nawawi, the 40 hadith of Nawawi. And one of those great hadith that's narrated by Sa'd bin Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله دلني على عمل إذا عملته يحبني الله ويحبني الناس. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ازهد في الدنيا يحبك الله وازهد فيما عند الناس يحبك الناس. It's very small, short in words, but very great in meaning. Narrated by Sa'd bin Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu al-Abbas, Sa'd bin Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, a man approaches the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him, O Prophet of Allah, guide me, advise me, recommend to me some deeds, some practices that I'll do that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love me and will make the people love me. So he's two things he's asking for. He's asking for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How could they obtain that? And he's asking for the love of the people. How could they obtain that? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered him in a very small, short sentence with a great meaning from behind it, where he told him, izhad fi dunya yuhibbuka Allah. The first thing, okay, the question has got two parts. The first part is, how could he gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The second part is, how could he gain the love of the people, the human beings? Here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answers him the first part, where he tells him, if you do want to gain or obtain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, well, the first thing you have to do is izhad fi dunya, leave the love of dunya, you'll win the love of Allah. If you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take away the love of this dunya. Izhad. And the word zahada means, in Arabic, that leaving, disgracing, looking down to, not having a value of it in your heart. Izhad fi dunya. Hate this dunya. Take away the love of this dunya. Take away the love of following up this dunya. You'll win the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this dunya to serve you. And you were created to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you serve this dunya will use you. And then will abuse you. But if you serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make this dunya serve you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this dunya under your command. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this dunya to protect you after you were protecting it. So izhad fi dunya. Take away the love and take away the love and the following of this dunya in your heart. You'll win the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this dunya, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dunya is the life, the general life. Okay? Not what people take it, dunya is the earth. Okay? Dunya, yes, does mean the earth and means all aspects of life. That's what dunya in Arabic. And the word dunya in Arabic comes from dani. It derives, as I said, all the Arabic words derives from masdar. Masdar is the essential word. Dunya derives from the word dani. Do you know what dani means? Disgraceful. So the word dunya derives from dani, which means disgraceful. Something that's low. Something that's low. That's what dunya means. That's the dunya that we chase. It's called disgraceful. So we chase something called disgraceful. You love the dunya, yeah, I love something disgraceful. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة لما سقى الله منها كافر شربة ماء. That if this world was an equivalent, was equal in front of the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not a mosquito, not a half a mosquito, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said if this dunya was equal in the eyes of Allah azza wa jal, a wing. Every mosquito's got two wings. If this dunya was equal in front of the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a wing of a mosquito, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give a cup of water to a kafir, to an unbeliever. Because if it's that value in Allah's eyes, then this dunya's got a value in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah azza wa jalla will not want to give a value to someone that Allah doesn't like. But this dunya, there's no value to in front of Allah's eyes. Allah created this dunya in a second. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا قَالَ لِشَيْنْ أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونْ بِي. It happens. أَمْرُهُ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّنْ. Two letters. كُنْ بِي. خلاص. It's there. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't need the manufacturers, didn't need the employees, the employers, the workers. It was only an order and this whole dunya was there. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best example to us in loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leaving the dunya. Where once Umar ibn al-Khattab, look at this story. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, dakhala ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dhata yawman, fara'a an-nabiyya alayhi salatu wa salam, raqidan ala hasir, qad ta'athara minhu jambuhu sharif. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes into the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he sees the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sleeping on the ground with the hardships of that ground appeared on his side, like the roughness of that ground appeared on his side, sleeping on a ground, hard ground, solid ground, it shows on your side. So Umar ibn Khattab Baka Umar ibn Khattab started to cry. Umar ibn Khattab was an emotional person in certain occasions, a very rough person in other occasions. Umar ibn Khattab saw that scene and he started to cry. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Mayyubkika ya Umar, what's making you cry, Umar? So Umar ibn Khattab started to say, Ya Rasulullah, Dhakartu Kisra wa Qaisar, ala al-dibaji wal hariri wal qizr. وَأَنْتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ خَيْرُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ تَنَامُ عَلَى الْحَصِيرِ. I remembered the kings of Rome and the kings of Persia, Kisra wa Qaisar. I remembered they sit and sleep on silks and pillows and mattresses. And here you are, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sleeping on the ground. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, Umar ibn al-Khattab, showing us the best example of a man could, the best example a man could be, where he tells him, Ya Umar, أَلَا تَرْضَى بَأَن تَكُونَ الدُّنْيَا لَهُمْ والآخرة لنا. Oh Umar, don't you accept for yourself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them this world and Allah gives us the hereafter? Don't you accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them this ending life and He gives us the eternal life? Don't you accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them this garbage life and Allah gives us the best life? أَلَّا تَرْضَى بِأَنْ تَكُونَ الدُّنْيَا لَهُمْ وَالْآخِرَةَ لَلَّهُ. Don't you accept that this life is for them? And the hereafter is for us? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّمَا مَثَلِي وَمَثَلِ الدُّنْيَا كَرَجُلٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that the example of me and this world, قَالَ فَاسْتَضَلَّ تَحْتَ شَجَرَةٍ فَقَامَ مِنْ عِنْدِهَا وَهْدَهَا. The example of me and this world, the Prophet ﷺ is telling us the example of him and this world. What's his example in this world? What's his position in this world? What's this world to him? He says that the example of me and this world, مَثَلِي وَمَثَلِ الدُّنْيَا, like a traveler. A traveler that's traveling in the middle of the bushes. Like a traveler traveling in the middle of the desert. And he was tired, so he saw a tree. And he laid down and slept under that tree. Then he got up and walked away. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it describes the dunya as like that tree. How long did it stay? What's this tree to him? What was it to that traveler? It's just something he was walking past. He needed it for a second to sleep under and he left it and went away. No value to it. He's never going to remember one day I've slept under that tree. Or remember that tree that I slept under. Or if that tree gets cut, he's going to cry. It's nothing. It's just a traveler going past the desert. He saw that tree, he needed to sleep. He slept under that tree for a few hours and then he woke up and went past. This tree is this dunya to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This tree is to the value of that tree to that traveler is exactly the value of this dunya to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, sent Jibril alayhi salam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a great offer, where he's telling him, Ya Muhammad la aradta batha'a Makkah dhahaba la a'taytuka iyaha. Oh Muhammad, if you want Makkah, if you want the value of Makkah full of gold, we'll give it to you Muhammad. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts his head down. For moments, and he puts his head up and says, No, I'd rather accept eating one day, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and starving one day, having patience on my staff. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how he was. La wallah. I'd rather accept one day, I eat the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I thank Him, and one day I starve so I have patience. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَمَا ذَاكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءَ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءَ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. Amazing. Amazing to the believer. Amazing to the mu'min. And that's only to the mu'min. If something harmful comes to him, he has patience. He's patient. And it's good for him. Something hard comes to him. What does he do? What does he react towards? Does he go and cry? Does he go and complain? Does he get spastic? No, he has patience. Sabrun jameel. Wallahu musta'anu ala ma tasifun. Have patience. Have patience. Am hasibtum an tadkhulu al-jannah. Walamma ya'lami Allahu alladhina jahadu minkum ya'lamu as-sabirin. Do you think you're going to enter paradise before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees those ones that struggle in his path and sees those ones that have patience? So amazing for the believer. He, the Prophet ﷺ, is so amazed from the believer. The one that he's got the full love of Allah azza wa jal in his heart. Where if something harmful comes to him, he's patient. So what about if something good comes to him? The Prophet ﷺ said, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If something good comes to him, فَشَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. Something good comes to him, says, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Something bad comes to him, he's patient. And that's what makes him a successful man.
And that's what makes him a successful believer.
وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ
وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ.
He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's promising by the time.
And no one's got the right to promise by the creation except the Creator. The creation has gotten, He's not allowed to promise by the creation.
Only the Creator, He's allowed to promise by His creation to show His greatness. Look at my creation. If this my creation is great, then what about the Creator?
And that's what Allah promises by the sun and the moon. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونَ. He's all, they are all promises by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, promising by His creation. And no one else is allowed to promise by the creation except the Creator. But us as a creation, we're not allowed to promise except only with the Creator. Only a promise by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises in Surah Al-Asr, by the time,
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, all mankind are lost.
Except those ones that believe in Allah.
And practice upon what they believe.
And encourage each other for the haqq. And encourage each other for the sabr, for patience.
So the Prophet ﷺ, he is describing the believer. Wallah, he's amazing. Wallah, that man, the believer, he's a happy man in all means of life.
If something good comes to him, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's good for him. And if something bad comes to him, he's patient, and it's good for him.
And then the Prophet ﷺ says, وَمَا ذَلِكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ.
And this is only for who? For the believer. For the non-believer, if something good comes to him, he's not content. Nah, I want more. I'm not happy. So he goes and struggles more. And if something bad comes to him, he cries day and night.
But for the believer, something good,
alhamdulillah. Something bad, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Alhamdulillah. Wala in shakartum la azidannakum, Allah increase.
If you thank me. Wala in kafartum min azab al-shadeed.
And if you not thank me, Kufr here, not thanking Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla punish you. And the real believer, as we said, is the believer that seeks after the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of His Creator, the love of His Lord, the love of His Master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And that's why the man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam with eager, he was hungry. To know how could Allah Azza wa Jalla love me? I want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, izhad fi dunya. Take away the love of this dunya out of your heart. The love of Allah will enter your heart. Because the love of Allah, the Creator, can't combine with the love of the creation. The darkness doesn't combine with the lightness. You love Allah, you hate the dunya. You love the dunya, you hate Allah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith al-Qudsi, لَنْ أَجْمَعَ لَا عَبْدِ أَمْنَيْنِ وَلَا خَوْفَيْنِ. Allah says that I will never gather two security on my servant or two fear on my servant. If my servant was secure in this life, I'll make him fear me in the hereafter. And if he fears me in this life, I'll secure him in the hereafter.
If he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life, which he left the love of this dunya, then he'll be with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah will secure him, make him enter paradise.
But if he was secured in this life, and what does it mean by secure? Not fearing Allah Azza wa Jalla, then in the hereafter will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have the love of this dunya.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taqulu Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala alayha, marra alayna al-hilalu, thumma al-hilalu, thumma al-hilalu, wa ma yuqadu fi ali bayti Muhammadin al-nar. That the moon, a full moon goes past the houses of Muhammad. How many houses had 9 rooms for his wives? A full moon. How long does it take for a full moon? 14 days. A full moon goes past the houses of Muhammad. Then another full moon goes past the houses of Muhammad. Then a third moon goes past the houses of Muhammad. And there's not even a cooking fire being lighting off in the house of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no food. So she was asked, what was your food? So she said, كَانَ طَعَامُنَا الْأَسْوَدَانِ الطَّمْرُ وَالْمَاءِ. Our food was date and water. And that's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He took away the love of this dunya. Why? Because there's a bigger love in his heart, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the love of the hereafter. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. Whatever you have will die. And whatever Allah has got will last. He had something in his heart, was the paradise that he was looking for. And that's what made Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the greatest man. Zahid fi dunya. And that's how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were too. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the Muslim leader, the Muslim successor, Khalifatul Muslimin, Amir al-Mu'mineen. He had one cloth on him. One cloth with 18 holes on that cloth. That once he entered his house and his wife tells him, "Ya Umar, I was ever my neighbor's house. And I saw my neighbor eating a beautiful sweet. So I was wondering if you could buy us that sweet." So Umar ibn Khattab tells her, "Did all the Muslims in this whole world eat sweet?" So she said, "La." Then he said, "Wallahi la yadkhul bayt Umar. Wallahi will never enter the house of Umar." They had zuhud. And zuhud means hating the dunya because they've got something bigger there. If you've got a Merc coming, $200,000 car coming after a month, you not care what car you drop from here to then. You've got your car. I'm aiming for it. You know, you'll not even worry about having a car because you've got a bigger car coming. You've got a bigger car, more valuable car coming. And same thing, that's how it was in the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and the real believers. A car, PZH758. Another one, XOZ820. Jazakallah khair. Thank you. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to take away the love of this dunya. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah, "Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, ma lakum idha qila lakum infiru fi sabili Allahi thaqaltum ila al-ard. Araditum bil hayati al-dunya min al-akhirah. Fama mata'u al-hayati al-dunya fi al-akhirati illa qaleel." Allah Azza wa Jalla is addressing the believers, all believers. Why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you struggle and sacrifice in his path, you grab tight onto this earth. You love this dunya. You love this life. أَرَضَيْتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting a question mark here, saying, do you love this world more than the hereafter? Do you love this ending life more than the eternal life? Do you love this life and you don't want the hereafter? Well, I'm the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'll tell you what's this life compared to the hereafter. It's nothing. The enjoyment of this life compared to the hereafter, illa qaleel, something so small and little. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar is one of the most beloved young companions to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he told him, أخذ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبي. Abdullah ibn Umar narrates the hadith where he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grabbed my shoulder. And a teacher grabbing the shoulder of the student is humbling himself. And grabbing his shoulder is making him pay attention more for the great words that are going to come out of his tongue. Where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abdullah ibn Umar, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib aw aabir sabil." Be in this world. Be in this world. It's like you're a stranger. Or aabir sabil, a traveler. A transit traveler. What does this mean? Be in this life as a stranger. A strange man. In a strange country. In a strange city. With strange people. Strange friends you've never met before. You go to another city. You leave Australia, you go to another country. You left your country where you were born, raised up, your family, your friends, and you went to another country. What do you feel? You feel different. It's not your place. Different place. Different people. Different environment. So what comes to your mind? I want to come back to my country. And that's how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that treat this world is like you're a stranger. That's not where you live. It's not your world. It's not where you live. Allah did not create it for you. Allah had created this world for you, and He created the Allah Azza wa Jalla created this world too for you, and He created the hereafter for you.
And you were created for the hereafter. خُلِقَتِ الدُّنْيَا لَكُمْ وَخُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. That this world was created for you, and you were created for the hereafter. When Adam alayhi salam was descended to the earth, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him? You're going to come back to it. So this is not your world. Then attach your heart into this world. Then follow this dunya. And have the biggest stress in your life that I want the dunya. And follow the dunya. That's not how was. That's not the nature of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's not the nature of a believer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a rule in this world. That whoever works for him, this dunya will work for him. And whoever works for the dunya is going to use him and abuse him. The dunya will start using him. Make him live like an animal in a jungle. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the kuffar in Surah Muhammad. Where Allah described them, that eat and drink like animals. Eat and drink like animals with no purpose in this life. But you as being a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the best purpose in this life. And Allah Azza wa Jal warned you from the deceiving of this world. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. That this world deceives people, deceives the believers, sucks the believers into the wrong. And that's how the Prophet Allah Azzawajal taught his companions. Taught his companions who was once in the market. He was once in the market and the companions around him. So he saw a dead goat on the ground. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, which one of you will buy this goat for $1? One dinar. One dirham. Which one of you is ready to buy this goat for one dirham? So the Sahaba said, Wallahi, Prophet Allah, who will buy a dead animal for one dirham? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this world, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is less than this goat in our eyes. This world is nothing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how the believer's heart should be. That this world is nothing to him. He's only in this world as a transit. A transit. When you go to Lebanon, you go past Singapore. You stay there for 2 or 3 hours. Do you think once you get to Singapore, okay, I want to go and look for my new friends. I want to go and buy the house. I want to buy the car. I want to look for my education. All this in 2 hours. You transit. And that's how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described this world. Abiri sabil. A transit in this world. You're a transit in this world. So don't forget your great purpose in the hereafter. Don't forget your great purpose with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't fill up that heart with the love of this dunya. Fill up this heart with the love of Allah azza wa jal. Make the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu man yartadda minkum an dinih. Fasawfa ya'ti Allahu biqawmin yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbuna. All those believers, whoever walks away or turns away from the deen of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace you with people that Allah loves them and they love Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah loves them and they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other question, when the Prophet asks him, what about, and guide me to something that people will love me. So what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Izhad fima inda al-nasi yuhibbuka al-nas. Leave. Abstain away from the goods in the people's hands. The people will love you. Don't ask something from people. People will love you. Don't follow them and ask them for their things. People will love you. Because once you ask them for things they love, they hate you. Is that fima inda al-nasi? Yuhibbuka al-nas. Leave what people got in their hands and rely on yourself. Don't ask anything from anyone. The people will love you. But once you lower yourself and start asking things from them, that's when people start looking at you different. And that's why there's a beautiful saying. It says, "Istaghni amman shi'ta takun nadhirahu. Wahtaj ila man shi'ta takun asirahu. Wa ahsin ila man shi'ta takun amirahu." This is one saying of great scholars where he says that leave, rely on yourself and don't rely on people. Don't ask things from people. You'll be his companion. You'll be his close person. You'll be at his level. If you are rich, and if you are poor and he's rich, and he don't ask his money, then you'll be rich like him. And ask things from people, you'll be their slave. And be nice to people, you'll be their king. And that's Surah in the Quran, in Ayah in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah. That's
وَيَحْسَبُهُمْ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ. Allah described that Ansar al-Muhajirin, especially the Muhajirin that came from Mecca to Medina and Medina, Allah Azza wa Jal described them, you think they are rich because they don't ask people. They don't ask people. And loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also obtain you the love of people. It's narrated in the hadith that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, Allah Azza wa Jal will call Jibreel and he'll tell him, oh Jibreel, I love that person. So you love him. So Jibreel alayhi salam will love that person. Then Jibreel alayhi salam will call to the creation, which is the angels in the skies, and will tell them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved that person. So he's love him. So all the angels in the skies will love that person. Then the angels in the skies will love that person. Then the acceptance of that person and the love of that person will be put in the heart of people. That's why sometimes, especially the pious people, when you just look at them, you love them. Even if you don't know them. You look at them, you just love them. Why? Because Allah loves them. And there's some people, same thing, if Allah hates a person, Allah will call to the angel Jibreel, tells him, oh angel Jibreel, I hate that person, say hate him. So the angel Jibreel will call to the angels in the skies that Allah hates that person, so he's hate him, so they all hate him. So after the angels in the skies hate him, everyone else will hate, everyone on earth will start hating that person. That's why subhanAllah, look at people, especially the corrupt people, subhanAllah, look at their faces, just hate them. Why do you hate him? SubhanAllah, I just looked at him and hated him. And some people, you look at them, you just love him. Why you love him? SubhanAllah, I just looked at him and loved him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates him, and Allah loves him. So, izhad fi dunya, yuhibbuk Allah. Hate this world. And what I mean, hate this world, not sit back and khalas, forget about this world, no. The Prophet ﷺ encouraged us to work for our life, to work for our sustenance, to work for our money, to work for that. But not let our hearts attach to this world. Attach your heart to the Akhirah. Attach your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also work for this world. A man was mentioned around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he's a man that prays and fasts and prostrates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recites the Quran. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man yakfi, who sustains him, who's giving him the money. So they said, Nahnu ya Rasulullah. He said, Kullukum khayrun min. All of these are better than him. So the Sahaba, after them, they're all working. They were all working. But they used to all work kafaf. What does kafaf mean? Enough. What's enough for them? Like what? They need $300 a week or $400 a week? They used to work for $300-$400. Not that they need $300-$400, they go and work for $4,000-$5,000. No. They need $300-$400 a week. That's how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they work for $300-$400. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to all the time make the dua. Allahumma ja'al quta ala Muhammadin kafafa. Ya Allah, make my sustenance, make my provision what's enough for me and for my family. I want what's enough for me and for my family. And he used to make dua and say, Allahumma aishni miskinan, wa amitni miskinan, Allahumma ahini miskinan, wa amitni miskinan, wa hshurni ma'zamratil masakin. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb, make me live like a miskin, a poor man. And make me die as a miskin. And gather me in the day of judgment with the masakin. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who stand in front of Allah and has got no money to be asked about, he'll be the first people to enter the paradise. So this hadith, very small, very short in sentence, but wallahi ikhwani, there's a great meaning from behind it. You want the love of Allah? Here the answer comes. Take away the love of this dunya. You want the love of people? Take away the love of you asking things from them. And that's how you win too. If you win the first one, you win both. If you win the first one, if you win the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you win both. Fill up your heart with the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you'll be the most successful person in this life and in the hereafter. And remember, Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ لَهُمْ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. They're the close ones, the most beloved ones to Allah Azza wa Jal. There's no fear or harm on them in this life and the hereafter. They've got the good news from Allah Azza wa Jal because of their belief and their piety. The good news while they're alive, and the good news when they die, and the good news when they face Allah Azza wa Jal, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them and follow the footpath. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawla fayattabi'una ahsana. I remind the brothers, for anyone that needs to learn how to pray, refresh his memory about prayer, inshallah every Wednesday after Salat al-Isha. And again I remind everyone, for if you have any new Muslim,
someone that just reverted to Islam, or someone that's interested of becoming a Muslim, inshallah, send them to me. We've got a full committee from brothers and sisters, good brothers and sisters taking care of them. One brother wants to convert. Yallah, good. Come. Well, that's good news. What's your name, brother?
Steve.
Brother, I think you've experienced this before.
Yeah,
okay. So it's very simple and easy. All you gotta do is repeat after me, first in Arabic and then in English, and all these faces, inshallah, these beautiful faces will witness for you in a day of judgment that Ya Allah was part of us, and Ya Allah is part of the people of the paradise, inshallah. Okay, brother, just repeat after me.
Ashhadu
Allah
ilaha
illa
Allah
wa ashhadu
anna
Muhammadan
Rasulu
Allah.
I bear witness.
There's no God.
But Allah.
And I bear witness.
That Muhammad.
Is the Prophet of Allah.
And I bear witness.
That Jesus.
Is the Prophet of Allah.
Shabab, takbir. 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 Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Brother, we're all very happy for you. That's why. Inshallah. Inshallah, come and make salam to you, brother. Jazakum Allah khair.